خورشید تقریبا من. You're a wonder to my soul. Stand beside what you've done. We worship you. When men thought it was over, see what you've turned our lives to be. Thank you, because what was impossible with men was possible with you. You are a walking wonder, walking wonder. Gozer celebrates you. We can't even believe it that today is the 10th day. In the midst of a fast, some of us are flourishing. Some of us are healthy. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you for souls that are saved, marriages that are recharted. Thank you for the word we've been hearing. We give you the praise. We thank you. Thank you for our friends that came from far and from near. Thank you because we're hearing good news from afar. We thank you. Thank you for the members of this church. Thank you for the children of the children's church. Thank you for everything you've done. We celebrate you. We appreciate you. This moment.
See how far you've run. This moment. I'm so glad you found me one.
I can see.
I can see. I can tell. And I know it's your grace. Oh, my age, I will see.
Sing it for me. I know you don't know the song or you don't like the song. One more time, let's sing the song. Raise your hand if you can. His name is Arriba. I'm so glad you found me.
See,
I want to hear your voice. I can see.
I can see. I can tell. And I know it's your grace. All my grace. I will see your grace.
Lift up your hands where you are. Thank you. Lift up your hands where you are. And command unusual grace that brings fresh fire to come upon you. That this year will not be an ordinary year. That the exploits you're going to do with God this year will be nothing compared to what you've done before. Go ahead and receive grace. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let your faith show in your prayer. Lord, I receive grace. Your grace has brought me this far. This is my Ebenezer. Lord Jesus, you will take me further. We receive grace. Are you just joking, or you're just waiting till I start, or you think I'm already doing something? If you can, raise up your hand and receive fresh grace. If you can, fresh grace. This is the 10th day, Lord Jesus. May my head never lack oil. May I not struggle in 2023. Kare baba koso toro boko shita. Fresh grace. Can you pray to God for one more minute? Can you be serious about it? Can your heart connect on another level? Fresh grace. Begin to declare, I'm reigning in this life with Christ Jesus. I'm not ordinary. My results will not be ordinary. I'm reigning. I'm reigning. Masay. Shishi stili karibaba. Karababa. Karabaka so taribaba. I'm reigning. Begin to mention aspects in your finance, in your career, in your business. I'm reigning. I'm seated with Christ Jesus. I decree things and they are established. Where the word of the king is, there is power. My sense of priesthood is intact. But my diadem, my crown to reign. Begin to pray. Every aspect God has called me to reign will not be found wanting. It should not be empty. I will never leave my duty post. I will not be distracted. Pray like that. Pray like that. Kasheteri Baba. I want you to take that prayer to another level. Anything the enemy has organized in 2023 to put in prison, to make me lose friends, to bounce me off, may it never happen. May it fall before me and die. In the name of Jesus. Decree, I'm reigning. 2023 is not a year with struggle. I'm reigning. Take that prayer further. Say, responsibilities are given to me. When a king sees that his prince is responsible, he creates a territory for him. Lord Jesus, I enter into my territory. I'm not ordinary. Decree and declare where you are. I will not die like a dog. I will live a purposeful life. There's a reason for my living. I live a purpose-driven life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we didn't twist your hands to the back when you said we are going to reign with you. And I've seen an evil on the face of the earth. The slaves are walking. They are riding. The kings are walking on the floor. And you've called us to take over, to turn things around. Lord, let nobody leave this place without entering into where you prepared for them. Let the grace for prepared provision begin to operate. Father, let us hear you. Let us walk in unusual wisdom. Let us know what to do. But this year is not permitted to round off until we do what you have brought us to the earth to do. Nobody here will die young. This year is not the year where nobody under the sound of my voice will be found wanting in the name of Jesus. You will live. You will not only live, you not only survive, you will thrive. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Don't think I'm joking. Walk up to 23 people. Tell them something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. Something is happening already. Just like the church in Ephesus. And so mightily grew the word and it prevailed. Something is happening now. You'll discover later. Leave your seats. Count them. Count them. Something is happening to you now, you'll discover later. take that confession to another level. Say, I see that you are reigning in this life with Christ Jesus. You are reigning. You are reigning. There is no one like you. There's no one like you. Oh yeah, dear. Dear, oh yeah, dear.
Oh yeah, dear.
Oh yeah,
dear.
Oh yeah, dear.
Oh yeah, dear.
Somebody shout. With me, there's nobody like God. Amen. You know, human beings celebrate you for what you have or what you can do or what they're expecting. But God says, come boldly to receive grace and find, to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He's a friend that's taking close than a brother. What a mighty God will say. People stick with you when you have a problem, they run. No, he's a friend born for adversity. There's none like him. Nobody has the capacity to be like him. Hallelujah. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Amen. I salute all the pastors, particularly I greet my dear friend, Pastor KK, who is here. Just to sit down and just listen like you. God bless you. How many of you enjoyed the opera? In my house, I was hearing. Ah, bah, 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 bah. Let's celebrate Mommy D. Come on. That's from heaven. I had to call the media. Reduce the speaker. Let somebody. She was thundering. I was hearing. I was, my study was filled with the Spirit. Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God. Oh, I can preach on that phrase. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If God, if the Bible says in the beginning, God exhibited power, that wouldn't have been wrong. Out of all the attributes of God, you know what God places forward? Creation. He's the creator. In other words, what has not existed before, God creates it. You know, many years ago, God said to me, even if what you're asking for does not exist, I will create it for you. He's the creator. And he created both the physical and the invisible. So you can't tell me, oh, I love God, I'm talking to God, oh, my result only, oh, you know the grace of God, how that he made us rich. You say, no, he's an invisible heavenly riches. No, he made the heavens and the earth. He made the two. Oh yeah, adversary stuck. I can do it too. But he chose to be in the invisible. The heavens, even the heavens belong to God. He gave the sons of men the earth. The highest you could be is to be a prince, if you're your father, who is a king. God wants you to be a king. He blew you not too far from the sun, not too close to the sun. If you are too close to the sun, we all just evaporate. If you are too far, cold will catch you. So God placed you on the third planet from the sun and said, go and reign there. Go and reign there. So the king of the earth can say, oh, on earth, we don't like you. King in heaven. No. So God said, we'll be on the same page. I want to be the king of kings. So God has no problem with you reigning. Because he's your king. He only has a problem when you're reigning and you forget him. He said, don't forget. Remember. So God made the two worlds. Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens belong to God. The earth he has given. Can you give whatever belongs to you? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and do who dwell therein. Psalm 24, verse 1. So it's not a contradiction. You couldn't have given what never belonged to you. The earth is the one we dwell in. The fullness is the oil, raw material, the mountains, the water. Everything is high water. The world is the system. Those who dwell in are the people. They all belong to God. And God can make you a billionaire this year. He can change policies for you. He can. Do you know why Jesus was born in Nazareth? He wasn't raised in Nazareth. That the word of the prophet might be fulfilled. God moved the Roman government that was colonizing them to declare census. God can do anything. He rules in the affairs of men. So God made the heavens and the earth. I believe that verse 1 and verse 2, something happened. Just me. You may not believe. And the Bible says the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters. I believe that what God made, I want to ask you a question. Do you think God made the earth to be void? Hello? Do you think so? The God that I know, he said, gather the basket so that there will be no waste. He doesn't proclaim. He said, every idle word you speak, you'll be judged. He doesn't do things to waste things. So he didn't make the earth to be void. Something happened. Darkness was in charge. Something went wrong. So God in this place was responding to something. When the Bible says the earth was without form and void. If you've been in Kosa, you know that that's tohu bohu. Desolate and chaotic. And the Bible explains to us that darkness was in charge. What God made, darkness was in charge. There are people here, their lives, darkness is in charge. Marriages, darkness is in charge. Maybe growing up, you drank something from the mouth of a frog, or the water used to have your bath once in a month was from a snail. All of that will vanish when light comes. You know the cousins of darkness have been hearing about light. They tell darkness about light. Darkness say, hey, where's light? When light comes, it doesn't take 5 minutes before darkness goes away. What you need to change is not your church. You need to change what you believe. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as this conference is going on, light will come. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. Can you make it louder? Amen means what that pastor said will be so in my life. So I don't need an amen to rub my ego. It will not come to pass. When Mary said, let it be unto me according to the word of the angel said, now I can depart. I can depart. That's all I need from the earth. I pray that your eyes will be open. Amen. Oh, I pray the Lord yesterday and today that your eyes will be opened. You know when someone is telling you about something, it's not like if you knew it firsthand. Job said, I've been hearing about your word, but now I see. In the name of Jesus, you will see. Yeah. You know, at the post office, there was an opera. And a blind man said, hey, what's going on? What's going on? They said, you've not read the papers today? Ah. So he took out of the money people gave him, he bought a newspaper. And as they read it, he said, someone should read it to me. As they read the front page of the newspaper, he said, I see. A blind man said, I see. There's an eye on your inside that you can see something. In the name of Jesus, by the end of this conference, you will see. Amen. Paul never prayed that you should have. He prayed that you will see. I pray you will see. Amen. All those, should I do this? Yeah, should I? Where is that in the Bible? It's because you've not seen. The Bible says that gospel be hid is hidden from those who are blinded by the prince. So the devil blinds people. You'll be arguing, you'll be fighting to be in bondage, but you're blind. I pray. If God achieves this in this conference is a success, your eyes will be opened. Next 10 years, you will say, that conference opened my, that will be your story. In the name of Jesus. So God was responding to what happened in Genesis chapter 1. Light be. The darkness here Please allow me to tell you, it's a person. It's demonic. I pray that anyone that has that darkness in their life right now, before the end of the service, you will just, because Jesus Christ cast the devil out by his word. By his word. He didn't conduct a different service. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has commanded me to proclaim liberty to those who are captives. Not to do deliverance. As I'm preaching, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let deliverance happen to somebody. I say, let deliverance happen to somebody. In the name of Jesus. Your children, your marriage, your business, anything going down in your life, any tree my Father has not planted, may they be uprooted in your life. In the name of Jesus. Darkness is a person. It's a demonic person. So to solve it, he's not saying, yeah, out, raise one leg, raise. Mm-mm. He just introduced light. Let me shock you. Can I humble you? Light also is a person. If you don't read verse 14 to 16, when God made the moon and the stars and the sun, you would think it was the sun that was introduced in verse 3. He's a person. That's why if I have a cousin, I have a relation that is just going around without that light, I pity them. There's more. There's more. If you're a Christian, you have a struggle. It's different. But if you are rejecting that light, there's more. There's something that you need to explain to us. Hallelujah. In verse 3, then God said, light be. That's what the Hebrew word says. And there was light. Oh, you would have thought, oh, yeah, God brought the sun. No, he brought forth a person called light. If you read to verse 5, verse 4, let's read. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from that. That's why Satan and Jesus can never meet. It caused a division between them. In verse 5, the Bible says, and God called the light day. Please, I don't know if you're paying attention like me. The day that was written there is capital. I don't know if you're paying attention. If you read the end of verse 5, you will see that the first day, the day there is little. If you go to verse 7, you will see, or is it verse 9? Verse 9 or so. You will see that the day, give it to me, verse 9. Every day in chapter 1 is small letter. But the day there is capital letter. Darkness also is capital letter. They are referring to a human being. Human beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. If your Bible is good, darkness also is capital. Because it's a person, a personality they're talking about. Have you heard it before? That I was in my room, a personality entered. He's a person. He's a person. And God saw the light. Okay, so let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1. Somebody has spoke about it in the New Testament. In the beginning, okay? So this is the only place you will see in the Old Testament, in the beginning, in the New Testament, in the beginning. Was the word. Now, you didn't only call him light, you call him word. And the word was with God. So, we see that somebody was with God. We see that they are talking about their personality. And the word was God. Thy throne of God, oh God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, your God. They are two people. They are different. As anointed you above your companion, sit at my right hand until I make your names your footstool. You can't tell God, the Father, God. In 1 John 4:12, the Bible says, at any time, nobody has seen God, the Father. So the person Abraham dealt with, no one has seen God at any time. When you hear any time, he's talking about dispensation. Throughout from Genesis, nobody saw the Father. The person that was appeared. The person Abraham washed his leg was the son. The person that Joshua, he said, pull off your shoes. I'm the one that told you no one will stand before. He appeared as the captain of the heavenly host. That was Jesus in his theophanic manifestation. You know how Isaiah said, he that is coming from of old is from everlasting to everlasting. Isaiah saw him one day and said, who is this that is coming from Edom with dyed garment for Bozrah? Who is this? He appears and disappears. But for the first time, he was alive for 33 years. That's why when Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living, he said, flesh and blood. He marveled. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Nebuchadnezzar said, how many people did you cast into the fiery furnace? He said, three. The fourth person looked like their God, the Son of God. So when Jesus said, I'm the Son of God, he wasn't saying God gave birth to me. He said, I'm the number two of the Godhead. He said, you. We know your father. Your father was a captain. We know your siblings. What are you talking about? The God of the very God. Go and read about James. Or Jude. He was called Judas. They had to change his name. Jesus made sure he appeared to them. So they were living in the same house with God. They didn't know. I pray in the name of Jesus, as light is introduced to your life, every darkness flees in your life. Darkness of poverty flees in your life. Darkness of stagnation flees in your life. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Coming to church, being an usher, being a protocol is not what we're talking about. It's part of it. It's a good step to take. But if there's no light in you, you are wasting your time. You are joking. Being close to pastor, having his phone number, is not what we're talking about. Even though I have light in you, you are joking. As a Christian, you must have light. In John chapter 1 that I told you to turn into, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was a God and the Word was God. Verse 2. Say darkness. It was in the beginning with God. So, it's the same beginning that John was referring to. In verse 3. All things were made through him. Because when God couldn't make things in darkness. Darkness was in charge. He said, light appeared. And I love the way Proverbs 8 put it. I was a craftsman beside God when he was making the earth. When God said, firmament appear, it was light that made it happen. The Bible says in verse 4, I love verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Nothing. Including you. Without him, nothing. In him was life. And this life was a light. So, the life I'm introducing to you is a life that is a light. It's not sun, no. It's not candle. It's not moon. It's not star. It's a life that is light. That is why, please, don't just go to church. Oh, there are many churches in Nigeria. We don't have impact. You will not have impact because we don't have people that are operating the life that is called light. Let me read verse 9 to you because of time. Let me read from 9 to 14. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. In verse 11, the Bible says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Because he's the person. He came to his own. And his own did not receive him. Verse 12, but as many as receive him, he gave the right to ginomai, become the sons of God. To those who believe in his name, verse 13, who are born not of the blood. Please, the blood here means sperm. They were not born by natural, because your sperm as a man is blood. That's why your child looks like you. That's why they can know the DNA, because it's blood. Not the will of the flesh. Not the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. We beheld the light. the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I pray that you're not just becoming the church. You will carry the life that is a light. In your family, the light will shine. In your career, the light will shine. In every aspect, the light will shine. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Isaiah 60, verse 19, allow me to read 19 before I go to verse 1. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. He was telling them in Isaiah because everything had fallen down. He said, from the beginning, sun is not supposed to be your light. Nor for brightness shall be the moon to give you light. The Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. What is that? Yad E, Vav E. Jewish people were not allowed to pronounce what I pronounce right now. The Lord will become an everlasting light. And your God, your glory. So God was designed right from time to be light to you. In John 8:12. I'm getting somewhere. Follow me. Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. I'm not going to be. I am. From time, that's why God brought me forth. To light the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What? This is not about joining the choir. This is not about, I want to just fast, go back to reset. No. There's a life called light. The world you were born into is full of darkness. That was why the first thing you did was to cry. Why did you cry? You heard a cry. Come and save us. You are a savior in that aspect. You heard a cry. You didn't. Nobody paid attention. You just, okay, there was something I heard that made me to come. You cried. What did they do? They carried you. Say, okay, so cry. It's what they understand here. From that day, you started crying. If you needed food, you cry. If anything, you cry. I pray for you. As you respond to the cry that called you forth, you will shine for Jesus. See, you will shine for Jesus in the name of Jesus. Please allow me to say some things before I go to what I'm going to say to you. In 1 Thessalonians 5:4. Some of you have read the scripture, but you, I'm not talking to everybody, but you, brethren, are not in darkness. So that this day, capital T. In fact, let's read KJV. Amen. Brethren, ye, are not in darkness. That day should overtake you as a thief. The translators didn't know what to do. But in the new KJV, they put day as capital. NKJV. Verse 4. Are you alive? In verse 5, please allow me. I'm going to prove something to you. You are all sons of light. So light is a person. Descendant means some people descended from light. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not all the same. If that house is a big house, there are all sorts of human. Some people walk upside down. All sorts of human beings. That's why the greatest risk you can. Somebody went to a lady's house. No, went to a party and liked the lady. Telling you a true story. Will you believe me? And liked the girl. And started psyching up the girl. Oh, they went to the lady's house. When they were done, he wanted to come out. As he opened the door, he entered into a grief. He found himself in a grief. Ah! He started shouting. In fact, the people keeping the grave in Lagos, they put jazz in their mouth. They began to recite. He said, I just appeared here from a house. Oh, the guy said, you are the fourth person that will appear like this week. Go home now and take care of yourself. You are not normal again. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will. That's why I like that song. I'm your own. Till the day you will come, I'm your own. Jesus didn't ask you, will I meet church when I come? He said, will I meet faith? I pray in the name of Jesus, your light will not be put out. I say your light will not be put out. In the name of Jesus. You are all sons of the light. Son of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We are not. We are not. We are not. In verse 6, Bible says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do. So, there are two beings on earth. But let us watch and be sober. Verse 6, verse 7. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love and helmet of salvation. Get home and meditate on it. Read other versions because we are part of the day. Hallelujah. I say we are part of the day. Jesus says, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can walk. No man. That's why without him you can do nothing. You are incapacitated. You are not even excited about life. You are depressed every day. You need men for mental health. You need, the devil is just feeding you for the day will destroy you. Say loud, I'm not part of the darkness. I'm a child of the day. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Darkness, that darkness is the person. So the only way to deal with darkness is to introduce light. I'm talking gently like this deliberately because I want you to understand something before my message is never long. The foundation is always long. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to read verse 6 to you because of time. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone, what? In our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. We looked up to him and we're lightened and we were not, what? Ashamed. If they are talking about what God will do, you'll be shouting. I'm telling you, you have to put on the light. Tap your neighbor and say, you have to put on the light. Because you are a child of day. There's no night about you. Can somebody shout hallelujah? So God has commanded light. In this place you're looking at, light is there. He said, don't destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. Light is there. I don't know about you, light is here. You can imagine someone like me going to a jazz man's house to do what? A jazz man that will pity. Ah! This man and his generation are in darkness. What leaf will he put together? What incantation will he decide that is more than Bible? What are you telling me? What will he say? And now we will bury somebody. Bury how many human beings? 12. I said, God buried himself for me. You are talking about human being. How can I leave Ratata and go for Dashu Dasha? If you don't understand the slang, I just say right now, you are blessed. How can you go for a dagger and leave AK-47? And say, we buried 12 human beings. You have to look for Albino. I said, God was buried. God. What's Albino? In Genesis 1:26. Said, and God said, let us make man in our image. And according to our likeness, let them have dominion, let them rule. The first thing God thought about is that you rule. And he mentioned the three worlds, you're supposed to rule. In verse 27, the Bible says, and so God created man in his own image. Maybe you've heard about Imago Dei. It means you're made in the image and likeness of God. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female created he them. In the day he made them. So, while we tell you you have the image of God and every single thing, God does not look like this. The description I read in the Bible, it doesn't look like this. So what are you saying? God made an earth suit, a house, and hid you inside the house. It's good to exercise. That's why Paul says physical exercise profit little. But all you are posing right now because of how your house looks. You are posing right now because of the chest you have. No work on the inside. The real man, no work. Pastors, I know you're with me. No work. Sit down. No work on the inside. Peter calls him the hidden man of the heart. This man doesn't look like God. He's the hidden man. Can I humble you? You don't know yourself. You don't know yourself. The person you see in front of the mirror is not you. So when God made you, there were two things God made. God made the house you will live before he made you. So God created you out of the mud, but he breathed and you became a living soul. So there are two creations God did. You are hidden. That's where I'm going. That's why I read to you first Genesis 1, 26 and 27. You are hidden. Peter calls you the hidden man of the heart. And what you have in that man is light. Everything you have here, you have inside. It may be more. He has eyes. Bible says if we walk by faith. And not. So there's legs in the spirit. The hidden man has legs. We walk by faith and not by sight. Bible says the things that we see, they are temporal. So you have feelings inside. If God does not have feelings, he won't say he's a jealous God. Jesus saw Jerusalem and wept. He has feelings. He saw Lazarus that was decay. He wept. Was it because he couldn't raise Lazarus from the dead? No. The way we made man, I was there. He's not supposed to be stinking by now. The way we made man, he's not supposed to be stinking. I pray that your eyes will be open. I am saying things that are deep. But this is the reason why God called me. To make people take over again. Because if you don't have light, you can't start. You must have light. It's not about you meet somebody, this charge. No. Forget about people. Pay attention to yourself. From today, in the name of Jesus, the light you will carry will blind the demons. I say will blind the demons. In Ephesians 1:16, I'm going to put everything together. Ephesians 1:16. I do not cease to give thanks, making mention of you in prayer. Or in my prayer, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, number one, spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That you do what? That your eyes, I love the way the Amplified puts it. Give me the Amplified of verse 18. Having your eyes of your heart flooded with light. This is a window according to the Bible. Your real eyes are inside. If your eye be single, your body is full of light. If your eye is evil, he didn't call it double. Once it's double, it's evil. Once you begin to see, after the 12 days of glory, let's get to real things. Bible says you are evil. And all manner of evil, that's what the devil wants you to be, because he can perpetuate his agenda inside you. From today, I command sickness to flee from you. Everything my God has not planted in you, the way God has not made you, let them go back from you in the name of Jesus. Let everything God has started in your life, let him carry to completion in your life in the name of. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Having your eyes of your understanding flooded with light so that you can know and understand. He didn't say you can have the hope of the. There is There is an intention why he called you. There is something God had in mind. I pray in the name of Jesus that what I'm sharing with you, there's no way I can finish sharing it. As the service ends, his talk with you will not end. Yeah. Ministries will come out of this meeting. Yeah. People will take a shift out of this meeting. Yeah. Lives will not remain the same in the name of Jesus. People will enter into what God has called them into. It's not only pulpit God has called into. You will understand how to enter into what God has called into. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. Quickly, guys. Let me read from verse 5. 1 John 1 5. I will just read two verses because of time. This is the message we've heard from him. And he has commanded to declare to you that God is light. Do you know how many things we can call God? God is not God of light alone. He's light. And in him, there's no darkness at all. If you have darkness in you, you are deceiving yourself. We learn obedience. We learn righteousness. We learn several things. But if you want to remain the way you are not walking in light at all. In him, there's no darkness at all. In verse 6, because of time, if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. There are Christians that lie. It has to end from today, from tonight. Because if the devil has a property of yours inside you, he will come. The devil came to Jesus and found nothing of his property in him. There are Christians that don't have character. Sheke, 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 Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki. You can pray in tongues. But no character. No character. Except you calculated that.